Reb Yechanan kimotel haikro. When Reb Yechanan got to this pasuk, Bach he started to cry. Pasuk says, "Hein b'kedoshav lo yamin," that he didn't have trust in the nekedoshim, in the tzaddikim. He b'kedoshav lo yamin, but my yamin. If he doesn't trust in the kedoshim, the tzaddikim, who then will he have trust in? Yom Mechader, one day, had the Ka'ozo B'yurche. Reb Yechim was walking in the street. Chazai Elihu Gavri saw a person, Teve Manke Teine, he was picking off a teine, he was picking off dates. Shofek Hanech De Motoy, he put down the ones that he had, for Shokol Hanech, and he took other ones. The Loi Motoy, they weren't ripe. He's Rashi De Motoy Nisbashlo. He was pulling down dates, so he left over Hanach the Mot, he left over the ones that were ripe. For Shokol Hanach Lematu, he took the ones that were not ripe. That's what this person was doing. He was picking off the dates that are not ripe. Omelet, he said back to him, Lav Hani Malin Tfelek, how come you're doing this? Why don't you take the ripe dates already? The other ones are more ripe, are better. Omelet, Hani Li'urcha Binan Lu. The other ones are Hani Li'urcha Binan Lu. Hani Natrim, Hani Le'natrim. Now, I need this to take on the journey. So I'm not going to eat it right now. I want it to stay. So maybe if they're not ripe yet, it'll take a while till they get ripe, so they'll stay on the road. They won't get ruined. But if I pull off now the fresh ones that are ripe already, they won't stay too long. I won't be able to use it later on the road. Trashyani minturin. They don't rot away yet. It takes a while till it gets ripe. So I'm picking off the ones that are not ripe. So Omri said, Haino dechsiv, hein b'gdeshav layamin.
In other words, sometimes Hashem kills the tzaddikim when they're young in order they should not rot. In other words, they should not do averus later. So that's why he takes the tzaddik away early, so he should not have averus later on in life. So then the Gemara says, Eini, it's not like that. Volhu Talmidah, there was one Talmud, Deve Bishvivavusei de Rabbi Alexandria. He was in the neighborhood of Rabbi Alexandria. V'shochiv ad dezuter. And he died when he was very young. The Yomar, Rabbi Alexandria said on him, like if this young Talmud Chacham wanted to live, he could have lived. In other words, he died now because of his own averus. He should have done tshuva. So the question is, if you hold like you just got finished saying, Terehem B'Kadosh Shem L'Yamin means, sometimes Hashem takes away a tzaddik when he's young, even without averus. So Dilma Mehen B'Kadosh Shem L'Yamin Hevi. Maybe this was a young Talmud Chacham without averus. He couldn't have helped it. Because Hashem took him away now, in order he should not do averus later on. So the Gemara says no. Who mavit rabbeisav heavy? This kid, we knew this the thing. He like rebelled against his rebbe. So therefore, we knew it was because of this avera that he died. And that's what he said. If he would have done tshuva and not do this avera, he would have lived. But we know clearly was not a good Talmud. He was mavit. He argued. He yelled back at his rebbe. So that's why he died early. Then the Gemara says, "Vaita, Rabbi Yochanan, kimati lahaykro." When Rabbi Yochanan got to this pasuk in Malachi, Bochi, he started to cry. That the pasuk says, "V'koravti aleichem la mishpat, for hoyisi aid mimaher bam chashvim uvam noafim uvanishboyim la shokir uvoishkei scha sochir." But the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us to judgment, and He'll bring an aid, He'll be a witness to all the bad things that we did Mekishuv, and we did Iznus, and we swore false, and we didn't pay back our schar to the workmen we had. All these things Hashem will come to say Edus. So it's said like this, Eved, Sherabah, Mekarbo, Ledoinoi. An Eved, like a Jew, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to judgment. U'memaya lo'idu, and Hashem right away brings witnesses all the bad that He did. Takana Yeshta, do we have any hope? And Amr Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Oy lonu, oy vei to us, she shoka lolenu akosiv, kalois, kachamuros. And Kodesh Baruch Hu here in the same posik brings the small averus like the big averus. Like Rashi says in the same posik, he says the averum that we held back the schar that paid for our workers, we didn't pay them right away. In the same posik, it says the averum we had znus, menafim, or we had kishuf. So the big averus and the small averus are put together. There they did, the small avera of holding back the pay for your workmen to the same type of an avera of living with having a znus. So that's called kalas kachamuras. Omer Rashlokish, kol hamate dino shoger.
if somebody's mata dina means doesn't give him the right judgment, is kilomata dina shamala. It's like he's not doing the right judgment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem the Pasuk says, umata ger umat umata ksiv. As if to say to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, you're like pushing me away. Right, and the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Koloi said, Dovar umischarit boy, someone that doesn't have aveira, and he feels bad about it, he has charot, he feels bad that he did it, is moichlin loy miyad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is moichlin, he forgives him for the aveira that he did. Shinema, because the end of this pasuk says, V'loy yireuni omer Hashem tzvokos. And the pasuk says, because you did not have yir, you did not fear me. So Gemara makes a diuk, Yeruni moichlin lehem miyad. But if you would have Yiru, you would have been afraid of Hashem and have Charot to feel bad that you did it, then Hashem would be moichel you right away. But Yerchanan got this post to start to cry. It says, Ki has called Maisil Lakim Yobi B'mishvat. Any little action that we did, Hashem brings to judgment. I'll call Nelan anything that's hidden from us. That means Eved, Shiravoy, Shokoloi, Shkogas, Kizdoinus. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges us, Shkogas, things that we forgot, Nelam, is Kizdoinus, like we really meant to do it. Is Takona Yeshta, do we have any hope? Gemara says, now Maya called Nelam. What does it mean, anything that's hidden from us? What's called Nelam? So Amarav, Zeha Hori Kino, Vifnecha Veroi. If you killed an insect, a kino, a lice, in front of your friend, Venimasbo, and you made it miss, it wasn't nice. By you killing the lice in front of your friend, you made your friend disgusting. It was disgusting in the eyes of your friend. Like you hurt your friend, you made your friend not feel good. Such a thing, you did not realize it. But for that, you get an aver, you get a punishment for that. Well, Shmuel HaMashmuel says, Zeharoik b'fnei chaveroi. If somebody spits in front of his friend, not at his friend, just in front of his friend, you do something that bothers your friend. V'nimas, and your friend is disgusting. Trashin Nimas means Ksaz Daita Khaver Badover. Says also called something Nelim, you don't realize you're doing it, but the Maestro you get punished for it. Fighter Mayim Toivimra, why do you mean if it's good or it's bad? Armadura Rabyanai. Rabyanai says like this, like sometimes even things that's good is also bad. What does that mean? Say Hanoi Saint Stokul Yarim Fahesia. Somebody wants to do something good, he wants to give stokka, but you know how he gives it? He gives it Fahesia openly. It's not so nice. You embarrass the Yoni. Sometimes even the good that you do, Hashem also brings the judgment. What does that mean? If he gives stucker to a noni openly, he saw a person give a dollar to a poor person openly, publicly. His omelay said back to this person, you're better off if you didn't give it to him. Now that you gave it to him, look at Safti, and you embarrassed him. Like it's not nice what you did, you embarrassed him, Rabbi. Today you have Shelo Amri. Somebody goes to a lady and gives the lady tzok of a seis, that's also not nice. You bring the decha shad, people think, you're coming to have nus with her, there'll be a shad involved. So that's not nice. Rav says, Zeha Meshagel Ishtoi Bosa Shein HaMechutach B'Yav HaShabosis. Somebody sends meat to his wife that's not cut up on Erev Shabosis. Rashi says, Shein HaMechutach means Shein HaMenukar Min HaChelu V'Min HaGidim HaAsurim. If you send your wife home a piece of meat that you didn't take out the Chelu yet, you didn't take out like the Gidim that are also teat, and you get to Erev Shabosis, so your wife is busy now, you first send her the meat on Erev Shabbos, she has to first make it edible for Shabbos. So she's not going to start thinking in to see if all the gidim and the chelub was taken out. So you meant to do something nice to send your wife meat, but it's an avera, because you know she'll be machshu, she's not going to take out the chelub and the gidim. I, Rava, did send his wife meat. The Morashani Bas Rav Chizda, the Koyim La Begavei, the Bekiya. His Rav's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda, and Rav knew that his wife was the Bekiya, which was very, she knew clearly to look at the meat, if the Chelev was there, if the Gidim, if the veins are there or not.
To his wife, he wasn't afraid. Like, she knows clearly how to be menaker, she was allowed to do it. But somebody else has to be careful not to send meat that's not completely kosher yet to his wife on Erev Shabbos. Reb Yechanan ki avimotei lahaikrua bochi. When Reb Yechanan got to this place and started to cry, v'hoya ki simtsenu oisai rois rabbis v'tzoris. They'll happen, they'll come to you, a lot of pain, sorrows will happen to you. That means eve chirabai mamtsilei rois v'tzoris takoni yeshloi. Whenever the Jew that Hashem sometimes gives back pains and punishments, is there any help for you? For the more my royis for tzoris, what does it mean bid and then tzoris, another time bid? Or my rav royis shenasei tzoris, zulazu. That means bid that becomes tzoris one to another. Like they'll be harmful one to another. What does that mean? They'll be tzoris el zek going ziburoi viyakrivo. Like he got a bite from a scorpion and he got a bite from a wasp. And Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Zeha mamsi loy moyis liyoni b'shas dochkoi. If somebody gives money, gives tzedakah to a poor person, but b'shas dochkoi means when he's mamish, when he's in a big distress, he has to buy the food. So since he's in a big distress right now, he can't afford to get a good buy. He has to buy whatever he can get. It's like he's wasting his money, more or less. So that's not such a good thing. So Rashi said, this goes back to Gemara before, that sometimes you mean to do good, and it comes out you're doing bad. Like you give the honored stock at the time when he's very in a big distress, but a little bit too late then, he can't use the money out the right way. And now my Rav has said, Hagel de Yamri Inchi, this is what people say, Zuzel la lilo, la shchicha letliso shchiach. Because for buying things with a zuz, you won't find it. Of a letliso shchiach, to hang it up, to have a basket hanging up food, that will be found. So it means the same thing, when it's in distress and hard to buy, then you can't buy good food. But when it's not in distress, when you can have take your time to buy good food, then you'll be able to get your best, your money's worth. Lula l'shchicha letlisa shchicha. Trash lula liknois atvua letlisa lahefsin libud kach shemati l'nira liknois b'shas atchak mozen shutoyla b'saloi. I mean, it's hard to find money b'shas atchak when you need something. It's hard to find a good price. You're forced to buy whatever you have. You can't look around for a good price. All right, we'll stop here.